Welcome into Monday. Time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it feels like some time since we've seen someone try unsuccessfully to get a leg up on their fellow commuters by putting a fake person in their passenger seat. Apparently not everyone has learned their lesson yet. The California Highway Patrol in Santa Fe Springs said on Instagram that an officer pulled over a vehicle for crossing solid double lines in the HOV lane and soon discovered something unusual about the passenger. While he was dressed in a hoodie, wearing sunglasses, and sporting a sharp goatee, he was also made of plastic. The driver was issued a citation for multiple carpool violations. Commenters had some fun with the passenger seat stiff, a few saying it looked like Snoop Dogg was along for the ride. Another said they couldn't see the problem with what the driver did since most real people are fake and full of plastic anyway.
Ouch!
I mean, that's probably the best comment I've seen on one of these things in a while. You know, he definitely does have a point.
In the police write-up, I think they said something like, the goatee was sharp, but a little too sharp.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest problem, I mean, not that it was spotted from the road. It didn't really get spotted until he got pulled over. But the problem is, skin pigment of this dummy was bright orange. Yeah. That's a bit of a problem. Yeah. Like, you know, you can see again, it is Southern California, maybe right. A little bit of tanning going on. You can understand maybe a little darker than normal, but orange, that's a little tough.
Well, I guess he was desperate.
Okay.
I had to get in that HOV lane.
Yeah.
Give me something to spray the mannequin with, and he found some orange.
I don't know. He took the time to do a pretty good-looking goatee, I have to say that.
Somebody else said, leave Stevie Wonder alone, comments.
And Gordon, it had to end sometime, but it was fun while it lasted. The Twins' sausage streak is over. We told you last week how Minnesota's baseball team had struggled mightily this season until the arrival of a lucky sausage that the team says helped spark the offense and propel them to a huge winning streak. The streak finally came to an end yesterday at the hands of Boston, but not before the Twins reeled off 12 wins in a row. It was Minnesota's longest win streak in more than three decades and started after one of the team's coaches brought a sausage out of the clubhouse and had the hitters tap it for good luck. Good luck followed for the next 2 weeks. Now the streak is over and the question becomes, what happens to the sausage? According to Yahoo Sports, the fate of the spicy meat is still unclear.
Do you feel any responsibility for the end of this streak? You brought this up last week. I said,
yes.
This makes me a little anxious when people talk about what's working for them during a streak.
I would, except for the fact that they had like another four or five wins after we brought it up. It wasn't like it happened immediately.
Okay.
They kept on going.
So I'll say that you brought it up,
which
furthers the conversation among other media folks who then might bring it up
and
discuss it. So I think you played a role in some way, shape, or form for this.
Ultimately, it was my fault. And if we hadn't talked about it, they would have gone on for like 30 games, 35 games, 50 games. Who knows how long the streak could have gone on.
Race could be over by the end of May.
Yeah.
With the way they were playing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Once again, blame the media for yet another thing, Gordon.
If I'm the Twins, though,
yeah,
let's stay with the junk meat theme, no?
Oh, sure. Why not?
I don't know. Hot dogs, pork rolls, bacon,
That's something, right? We can send them some pork roll from our neck of the woods here. That'll really get a streak going.
Say the word. Thank you, Mike.